The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
All 31 local authorities in Ireland are tasked with implementing climate change measures. These include retrofitting council houses, putting in place active travel measures and supporting so-called sustainable energy communities. So to talk more about what they're doing, I'm delighted to be joined by Paddy Mahon, Chief Executive of Longford County Council, also the Chairman of the Climate Action and Transport Networks Committee of the City and County Managers Association. They nearly left you without a title there, Paddy. And Tina Ryan, who is the Climate Change Coordinator with Galway County Council. You're both very welcome.
Morning, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Paddy, to you first of all, let's talk about the representative body. Local authorities, like every other organisation, were kind of brought to this table, but have been doing a lot to try and improve people's behaviour and change the way we do things. How successful has it been to date?
Yeah, good morning, Jonathan, and thanks for that. We believe, yeah, as local authorities, that we're well placed to address the climate challenge, firstly by embedding climate action in everything that we do, but also leading climate action across our areas and our communities to bring our communities with us. So, for example, over the last number of years, we've set up a climate action regional office in four regions to provide great support to local authorities and to build capacity. We developed climate action adaptation plans, which we were required to do under Section 8 of the adaptation framework. There are things we had to do, but as well as that, we've commenced a fairly significant training programme for all of our staff and all of our councillors, really to build capacity within the sector first, as I said, so we can, you know, embed it in what we do, and then we can lead out and support communities and citizens so that people know what they can do and how they can do it, and hopefully follow our example. So, for example, you mentioned the retrofitting of our social houses. So that's commenced. We've got great support from the Department of Housing there, and they make a contribution towards the cost of retrofitting our social housing. By the end of the decade, we hope to have 36,500 local authority properties upgraded to B2, B building energy rating, or cost optimal, as they call it, by the end of the decade. So it's a significant challenge. Yeah. But by doing that, we'll first of all improve the quality of the life for our residents in our houses, but also make a significant contribution to reducing the emissions from social housing,
okay,
and show the way, hopefully, for the private citizen.
Well, this is it. It's more of a leadership role than anything else. You talk about embedding
Absolutely.
Principles. It's more about dragging people along with you who mightn't be at the appropriate point on the journey. That's where the opportunity exists here. Is you can be best in class, and I know that's not something people normally attribute to you, rather unfairly for the most part, but at least here you have a real opportunity to show leadership.
I think so, and that's what we've developed our own strategy in that area. And our strategy, our vision, and our strategy, Jonathan, is that we leverage our capability, our reach, and our resources to lead and coordinate climate action across Ireland. So to do what we're supposed to do, to meet our targets for emissions, our targets for energy efficiency, and so on, but also to empower and mobilise communities so that people and communities like an example, I suppose, I'd like to give you would be the GAA Green Clubs program. So that's a collaboration between the CCMA and the GAA to, I suppose, empower clubs. And I think there's about 50 pilot clubs involved in improving the sustainability of GAA facilities across the country. Now, that's a good thing in itself, but that also should provide a very, very obvious example of what can be done when groups and communities work together and follow the lead of their local GAA club or their maybe their regional GAA structures, so that things like reducing our emissions, bringing in energy efficient lighting, making the best possible use for our clubs and facilities, and teaching people how they can do that at home, Jonathan. That's very much about what we're about, as well as making sure that we fulfil our obligations to meet our targets as public bodies.
Tina Ryan of Galway County Council, to bring you at this point. When I speak to local authorities, I often make the point to them that they are both the brake and the accelerator at the same time. And if you try to drive a car pushing both, you don't get very far. But councils have to navigate that. And this is one of those key areas that you'll want to do things on active travel, like cycle lanes, or change the way in which buses access certain parts of the streets. And they'll meet with fierce opposition because people don't like change. How do you navigate that when you know the end goal is good for the environment?
Well, I think what we've really found is that local people and councillors have been generally very welcoming of kind of the active travel initiatives. I know a lot of people, they'd be concerned, they'd like to bring their children to school cycling, or they'd like to cycle to work themselves. but it might be unsafe. So we're looking at putting in about 18 kilometres of new pathways and cycle lanes throughout the county in our towns and villages. And we've had a lot of support from local people in relation to that. We generally haven't had much of a kickback. Of course, there are particular areas where there's conflicting uses on the roadway. But we've generally found very good support for it.
Mm. The other thing, of course, is that there will be always opposition to wind farms, solar farms, even electricity stations to plug in electric cars. People object to everything. But we need these kind of things. And there are examples out there of how you can get the community properly engaged. I think there's one on the Aran Islands, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. We have 28 sustainable energy communities. So they're community groups that are looking at how they can implement climate action in their own communities. And we're looking to support them. So in the county at the moment, there's 11 of those producing energy master plans, and some of them are further along. The Aran Islands is a great example of that. They have their energy master plan in for a number of years now, and they've done upgrades on their recycling centre. They've put in solar panels. They're looking to put in a community-owned wind turbine. And out on Inishbofin, they're looking to put in a community solar farm. And there's a number of other towns and villages like Milltown and Headford and Dunmore where they've brought these kind of plans forward. And there is going to be a big fund coming that will allow us to assist communities to implement the actions that they look at in their energy master plans. Mm. So I'd advise people that are interested in it to get involved in their local sustainable energy community.
Yeah, no, again, the problem here, Paddy, is speed, that people want to get things done. They want to be seen to do the right thing. I was talking to somebody who owns a supermarket the other day, and they want to put solar PV panels on the roof that'll bring down their energy costs quite a lot, double digit. But the conundrum that they have now is, if they go for them right now, they have to apply for planning permission. It's going to take them probably the bones of 3 or 4 or 5 months to get through that. It's going to cost them about $6,500. Or they can wait for legislation that may or may not come in the next couple of months that will allow them put the panels up for free, and they won't have to go through the planning process. So there's a lot of contradictory information out there at the moment, and people who want to do the right thing sometimes find it harder than it needs to be.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we can over exaggerate, you know, the scale of the issue. There is a significant climate action, our climate change issue. We all agree and accept that, Jonathan. And one thing I will say, we achieved our target of getting 33% energy efficiency by 2020 from a baseline in 2009. And if you had asked me in 2009, is that possible? You know, I might have told you it is, and you might have doubted me, but we did get there. And so, you know, now that we're looking at the next sort of significant, I suppose, ambition and challenge that the targets set down in the Climate Action Bill and Climate Action Plan for everybody are there. Let's look forward with confidence that we can either individually or as groups or communities, you know, realize the potential of what we can do. And there's huge economic opportunities in what we can do. So if we can, you know, individually or as groups reduce our carbon, you know, as Tina was saying there, you know, develop sustainable energy communities, there's the opportunity to sell power back to the grid. There's opportunities to make significant savings in the cost of running houses, facilities, buildings, public buildings, etc. So I think we need to be positive. It's a significant challenge, but there's a very significant approach to this, you know, at government level. And what we've said many times is that we, as I said to you earlier, we believe that we, by embedding it in what we do, but also by showing leadership across our areas and communities, that's a significant way to deal with the challenge of climate change.
Paddy Mahon, Chief Executive of Longford County Council. Tina Ryan, Climate Change Coordinator with Galway County Council. Thank you very much for joining us. They have to lead by example, because if they don't, makes life very hard for everyone else who's trying to do the right thing.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News.